Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Murray, who's Vice President of Economic Affairs with McGraw-Hill. Actually, Bob and I are at the StarNet annual meeting in Washington, D.C., and Bob's just given a presentation of the economy outlook for 2010. And so, Bob, thanks for being with us. You doing okay today?
I'm doing quite fine. Thank you.
So you're an economist, and you've taken a look. You've actually published in October a booklet on the outlook by McGraw-Hill called Construction Outlook. And right now, most everybody that's listening to this is in the middle of the planning process. And I thought maybe I'd ask you if you could take us through some of your predictions for both single-family and multifamily residential.
Single-family, if you look at the data, does seem to have already bottomed out in 2009. And the expectation is that it will gain some more upward momentum in 2010, although the level is going to still be quite weak. Basically, we're looking at the level of activity getting back to where it had been in 2008, although on a percent change basis, that does translate into a 30% gain. As far as multifamily goes, it's taken a huge hit in 2009, down 55% in units. Perhaps optimistically, we think that there's going to be some benefit in terms of the lower cost segments of the multifamily market and also in secondary markets. So we're expecting about a 10 to 15% increase for multifamily units in 2010. One point with multifamily is that if you had to pick one segment of what we call income properties, which are essentially, you know, where the real estate finance community directs its attention in terms of investment, the revenue stream for multifamily housing certainly does seem to be a little bit less vulnerable than, let's say, if you're talking about stores or offices or hotels. You know, certainly it's that's not saying much given the weakness for the commercial sector, though.
Well, and let's look at each one of these for a minute. Single family, I think, has been affected by unemployment, and it's been affected by this overbuild that we saw in 08. And a minute ago, you made the comment that it'd be back up to 08 levels. You also commented that the sustainable rate is somewhere about 1.5 million units.
If you look at total housing starts, it's generally regarded that the sustainable level for total housing starts on the basis of household formations would be around 1.5, 1.6 million per year. Essentially, in 2009, we're looking at a level below 600,000, and our forecast for singles and multis gets it up to 720, which is still only half of what would be considered the sustainable pace for housing. So it still has a ways to go to get back to, I think, a little bit more healthy position. And we're not talking about a repeat of the mid part of this decade.
So when you say it's up 30%, that sounds like a big number, but it's actually just inching back up, right?
Well, essentially it's going from the worst level in the past 20 to 30 years to the second worst level.
Okay. Now let's move over to non-residential or commercial, which is at the StarNet meeting. That's where most of these guys are tuned in. You actually went through by sector. So give us your outlook on what's going to happen in non-residential.
Basically, this year has been a steep drop for commercial building, and it looks like 2010 is going to be more weakness, although perhaps not as severe in terms of rate of decline. And that has to do with the fact that we are seeing some improvement in the economy. You know, hopefully the banking system can show some stability, although that remains to be seen. Kind of the surprise that we had for the non-residential building market this year has been the pullback in terms of institutional building, specifically schools and healthcare, to the extent that occurred. We thought it was going to slow, but the fact that, you know, we're looking at a 30-plus decline for healthcare facilities this year, you know, suggests that it is very sensitive to the difficulties that are currently being experienced in the credit markets.
Actually, when you talk about institutional, I was just to compare. I think when we look at it in this business, some of us look at prisons and courthouses and police and fire. But yet, when you talk about it, you're also putting hospitals and education in there.
That's right. I mean, our institutional building would essentially be schools, hospitals, but also your detention facilities and your courthouses. And actually, those segments have been doing pretty well. And one of the beneficiaries of the stimulus bill that we've actually seen a few projects already start this year as a result of stimulus funding would be courthouses. But, you know, overall, you know, institutional building would also be transportation terminals, amusement social rec, which would be convention centers, And so still it's kind of being affected by a variety of influences, and the major dampening element is the deterioration in state and local finances.
So as we look at these vertical sectors in the commercial market, you mentioned that retail construction was going to continue in 2010 to do poorly, that hotels were going to continue to do poorly, actually another 14% decline there, and that office was going to continue to not do well, not because it was overbuilt necessarily, but because due to the unemployment picture and the lack of demand for new offices, that was going to continue to be off. But you pointed that there, again, were some positive
elements within the categories. Yeah, I mean, basically, if you know, we can pull from our data alteration projects. And the alteration type of work has not seen as severe a decline as what has taken place for new. You know, certainly in the case of the retail sector, there's always this competitive element. You try to make your project or your property stand out. So, yeah, I mean, there is some dampening because of the weaker economy for alteration work, but nowhere near as severe as what we've seen for new and additions.
All right, let's summarize this, though. So we talked about the residential side, which is definitely an uptick, 30% on a single family and 14% on multifamily. And yet, your overall look for non-residential or basically commercial from the way we look at it was, yeah, it was down 25% in 2009 and could possibly be up 11% in 2010. Is that what you're telling?
Well, that was for total construction. So that would be essentially housing plus non-residential building, plus the public works and electric utilities. I mean, if we're just looking solely at non-residential building, in terms of square footage, in 2009, the estimate is down 42% for non-residential building. That would be commercial, institutional, and also manufacturing. Next year, in terms of square footage, down 4-5%. In dollar terms, this year down 30, and next year down an additional 2-3%. So it's still a process that the non-residential building market has to go through. You know, at least the extent of the declines won't be as severe as 2009, but any chance of recovery, I think, is going to be an event more for 2011 as opposed to 2010.
And I need to remind our listeners that I introduced you as McGraw-Hill. A lot of people may not realize that you actually get all these what used to be called the Dodge Report. So you actually see any construction project you guys track, and so you have a very good handle. Are there any things that might change in 10 that would affect these numbers?
What might cause this forecast to, let's say, come apart? You know, certainly if the commercial finance sector, as it relates to commercial real estate, deteriorates to a greater extent than we think will occur, yeah, some of these declines for non-residential building could be more severe. I think the risks do remain on the downside, but, you know, that being said, if you look particularly on the institutional side, there is going to be benefits coming from the stimulus bill, and particularly for education and healthcare, kind of their longer-term drivers would suggest that a recovery, you know, will take place. Not so much in 2010, but at the earliest, maybe, you know, certainly 2011 and beyond.
So is it your belief that this recovery will be a U-shaped recovery?
I mean, if you look at the shape of recovery for the overall economy, yeah, I think you can characterize it as U-shaped. I think in terms of construction, the key is, okay, focus on the broad picture, but then also look at sort of the pockets of opportunity, if you will. You know, certainly anything that's benefiting from the stimulus funding, such as courthouses or energy efficiency upgrades to federal buildings or military work, represents kind of your havens in the storm, so to speak.
As we wrap this up, I was going to point out, you did end in saying that construction is a cyclical business, and you feel like the worst is over.
In terms of rate of decline, if you look at levels of activity for non-residential building, it's got another year to go. But, you know, overall, in terms of the pickup that we have for single-family housing from an extremely low level and also public works construction, that is contributing to an 11% increase, which is our estimate for 2010.
Okay, Bob, I appreciate it. And actually, since you do put out this book called Outlook 2010, Construction Outlook, which you say you just wrote in October, and if somebody wants a copy of that, why don't you real quick tell us where they can get a copy?
The best place to go would be our website, and the web address is www.construction.com, and you could get the Construction Outlook via the website.
Okay, we've been talking to Bob Murray, who is Vice President of Economic Affairs at McGraw-Hill, and you're listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.